This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan. I'm Logan Weber. I'm filling in for Cody and Alex today, who are off for the holiday season. JT Noah is alongside, filling in for Drew today as well. 913-586-7965. We talked some NFL and college football in the first hour. We will do the same here coming up a little bit later on. But I think there is a rivalry beginning to take shape in Major League Baseball. It involves the Kansas City Royals and a team that the Royals have actively been trying to get a trade done with for the last month or so.
So Kansas City, the city of Kansas City?
Yeah, just the city as a whole.
Yeah.
Royals fans, mm-hmm. The Kansas City Royals, yeah. If you want to say that. This is a strange scenario that I'm witnessing, okay? Are the best Boston Red Sox like actively trying to piss off the Kansas City Royals? That's what I'm trying to make of this situation. Okay. And it's really kind of strange. It's been widely reported that the Royals have been trying to acquire another outfield bat. And the two names that continue to circulate are, of course, Jaron Duran of the Boston Red Sox and Brendan Donovan of the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, the Red Sox, the report is that the asking price for Duran is far too high. It's reportedly Cole Reagans, and the Royals just are not willing to entertain that idea right now. So, if that's the case, the Royals, okay, let's try to kick the tires on the other target that we are interested in, and that is Brendan Donovan. Now, apparently, according to Will Salmon of The Athletic, the Red Sox themselves are now discussing a trade for Brendan Donovan of the St. Louis Cardinals. So not only are the Red Sox asking too much of the Royals when it comes to trading for Jaron Duran, they are now trying to trade for the other big target that the Red Sox, that the Royals have, more or less attempting to try to force their hand a little bit. And it makes sense if you think about it, right? I mean, the Red Sox get a quality player in Brendan Donovan, a guy who is a true utility. He's been an all-star as a utility in this league. A gold glover as a utility in this league. But it irritates me. Let's be honest. It's irritating that the Red Sox would do this. And frankly, that the Cardinals would. Mind you, St. Louis has already made a trade with the Red Sox twice this offseason. They traded Sonny Gray to Boston. They traded Wilson Contreras to Boston just a couple of weeks ago. Now, think about them trading Brendan Donovan to Boston. Three major MLB veterans being traded from one team to the other in a single offseason. When's the last time that happened? I think an investigation might have to take place. You want to know why? Can anybody tell me who the president of baseball operations is for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Logan, I think you might be overreacting just a
little. Nah, I don't feel like I am.
Okay, all right.
Keim Bloom is the senior vice president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay? Prior to being named the senior vice president of baseball operations for St. Louis, this man, Keim Bloom, became the president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox. He was the president of baseball ops in Boston for 4 years, and now he is in the same position with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he trades away already two major pieces of his team, possibly a third, to his former employer months after getting the job. That's not a little bit suspicious to anybody else?
You got to take the best deal out there. And the Royals aren't going to trade Reagans for Duran. I mean, I wouldn't. Would you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's definitely, I feel like, a part of it, is the Red Sox are like, oh, you want Brendan Donovan? Well, we kind of think he's a pretty good player, so why don't we trade for him? And then your only option is Jaren Duran. Ah, you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Do you want him?
Why don't the
If
Royals,
so, it's Cole Reagans.
Why don't the Royals do this? Trade for Donovan, get Donovan, then trade with the Red Sox, Donovan, and get Duran back.
Something tells me that Brendan Donovan for Jaren Duran is less likely than, like, even Chris Bubich for Jaren Duran.
It is. But it was a funny thing in my head.
I wouldn't do business with a company that just fired me, maybe the next year, but no current year. Well, that's the thing, is that he was let go by the Red Sox in 2023. So it was 2 years ago, right? Last year with the Cardinals, he was like an advisor to Mike Mozeliak and the heir apparent to him. So he is 2 years away. Thank you. People in the text line got my back, JT. All right. You say I'm overreacting. Somebody says, okay, that's a little sketch. Collusion for sure. I'm not saying it's collusion for sure. I'm just saying something smells and it's a little fishy.
But like the next text says, I wouldn't do business with a company that just fired me.
But they fired him 2 years ago. Not last year. 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No? All right. I said Mike Mozeliak. It's John Mozeliak, was the former president of baseball ops for the Cardinals. Boy, and I tell you, all that time I spent working in Springfield, they did not like themselves as John Mozeliak. They wanted that man out of St. Louis while ago.
Yikes.
They did not like him at all.
But he's still there. Or is he with the Red Sox?
No, Mozeliak resigned. He retired effectively from St. Louis. He was with the team for years. He was general manager and president of baseball ops for, all of the World Series runs. And then at a certain point, after the World Series runs, like the acquisition of Goldschmidt and Arenado, a lot of misses through the draft. It just felt like the game had kind of passed him by a little bit and they were pretty over it. And I think what was really kind of like the nail in the coffin for him with the fan base was when he fired the manager who is now with the Padres. And he, like, next year the Padres won like 95 games and he was the NL manager of the year. And everybody's like, really? You fired him because you thought he was a bad manager? Look at what he's doing with the Padres. And they had missed the playoffs. And it was just, yeah, it was a It was a whole ordeal. Maybe I'm just reading into it too much, but Boston's kind of irritating me right now.
I can see in here.
Your asking price is too high for Jaren Duran. You want to get rid of him. We know you want to get rid of him because you have all these outfield prospects that you want to make room for on your major league roster with, Marcelo, is that what his name is? Roman Anthony, all these big time prospects that they have, these young guys that they want to give ample at bats and starts to. You want to get rid of Jaren Duran. We know you're desperate for that. So why are you like, give us your Cy Young candidate and Cole Reagans.
Well, I could see Red Sox wave here. Let me explain this to you. What if the Red Sox are thinking, okay, what if we get Donovan? Then the deal feels better for the Royals to give us Cole Reagans. I still wouldn't do it if I was the Royals. Cole Reagans for Duran and Donovan. But maybe the Red Sox are seeing it like this. Like, okay, hey, what if we get someone they want to add with the Duran trade, and then they'll give us Cole Reagans?
Somehow I don't see it playing out that way. I see this more as the Red Sox are trying to take the other possibility off the board because they
Why
like
the
him
Red
enough.
Sox care what we do. I don't. That's the only thing I have.
Because
the
they want
with
Cole it. Reagans. Because they want more pitching. Right? I mean, they traded for Sonny Gray. They've got Garrett Crochet. They want another solid. They want another solid pitcher at the top of their rotation. And they think Cole Reagans is that guy. They don't think Chris Bubich moves the needle enough. Right? And I don't know if there are other interested parties in Jaren Duran. I have to imagine that there are. They probably don't have the ample pitching that the Royals have. At least be informed if you're going to talk about the Cardinals situation.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Because I said Mike Mozeliak instead of John Mozeliak? Oh, geez, I apologize.
Oh, gosh.
I knew who he was. I knew that Cardinals
Listen,
fans
I know,
hated him.
I know nothing about the St. Louis Cardinals, besides they play in St. Louis.
Let's be honest, you have no idea what the Red Sox are thinking. You can't be upset. He's probably right. It's a little bit of a delusional anger that I have here.
It just gives
right?
us a topic to talk about, guys. Come on.
I just
We're
feel
one day before New Year's
it
Eve.
It feels
Chill.
Weird, man. All right. Can we just
I
can
think
you
it
just
feels,
let me think it's weird?
I think it's weird how Nathan picked Kyle Juszczyk to get an anytime touchdown, okay? And he got it this week, okay? That's how I feel.
That's a crazy pull.
That's an insane pull.
Kyle Juszczyk anytime touchdown.
Good Lord.
Meanwhile, I went with Amarian Hampton.
Don't even talk to me about it. Don't talk to me. I forgot about Breshard Smith this week. I had gone Breshard Smith the last 2 weeks. Forgot the Chiefs played on Thursday night because who watched the Chiefs on Thursday night on Christmas night? Not me. And guess what? Breshard Smith scores a touchdown.
That's tough, man. You've lost so much money betting Breshard Smith anytime touchdowns.
Hey, listen. Luckily, we're not giving real money away here for our game. But if I want to know if someone has. Like, if they put $10 in every week for Breshard Smith and then he finally hit, he was plus 1,200. I wonder how much. Ooh. I don't know if they made their money back yet. Maybe close to even, though. Plus 1,200 is insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a huge hit.
Back on topic. But yeah. Like I said, I don't know much about the Cardinals. I know you were kind of closer to them when you were working down south yonder. But listen, the Cardinals maybe just don't want to work with the Royals. And they're like, let's go work with the team that the Royals are trying to work with. What if it's the Cardinals being the dirty birds and not the Red Sox?
That could also be the case.
Yeah.
Because they're, I mean, that rivalry already exists.
Exactly. What if it's the Cardinals and not the Red Sox?
Yeah. All right, JT, we got a few minutes here before the break. Why don't we do a little trash of the day?
Trash of the day.
Wow. This is a headline for you. Story comes from UPI. To be honest with you, I don't even know what that publication is. UPI. That's what I've got for you. Headline reads, Illinois rejected vanity plates, including I be pooping and bricked. Yes, you heard me correctly. There are apparently Illinois officials revealed that they have, you know, you get hundreds of thousands, millions of personal, you know, license plate applications that come through the state or the country every single year. And they unveiled some of the applications that were rejected. The Secretary of State of Illinois posted a video that showed some of the rejected license plate ideas, right? Such as the letters I-C-U-P, classic elementary school humor, I-B-P-O-O-P-N, I-B-Poopin.
Pretty good one.
That's a good one. That's fairly solid. Some of the other ones, some of the other rejected plates included BBL, as in a Brazilian butt lift.
BBL, stinky cheese. Yeah. As they say in Fresco.
Some of these are absolutely not going to be said on the radio. But you can go ahead and find that. Listen.
You want to stay with your job?
I do like my job. I like what I do. Yeah, bricked was one of them. B-R-I-C-K-E-D.
Where's the numbers at in these? You guess they don't have the numbers?
Yeah, not when they're personalized.
Oh, okay. I don't have a personalized one. I've never tried one
either. So my wife had a personalized license plate for several years. My niece and nephew they call her Moo-Moo. They have, you know, their entire lives. Okay. So my wife had a license plate that was Moo-Moo on it, or Aunt Moo-Moo. So yeah, you don't have to have numbers in it when it's a personalized license plate. Yeah, but some of these are wildly inappropriate.
I feel like they would be, yeah. You said it's Indiana?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
Yeah. Just look up Illinois license plate rejections if you want to read some of these.
I bet you could put F-S-T-L.
F-S-T-L.
Blank St. Louis.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Illinois really don't like St. Louis.
True.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri, specifically. You know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there is a St. Louis.
There is an East St. Louis, yeah, East St. Louis on the Illinois side of things. But
talking about Illinois, a crazy thing happened that I never knew about.
Let's hear it.
Did you know that, since I'm a Missouri guy, I didn't, Luther Burden and Jameson Williams of Detroit Lions went to the same high school? In East St. Louis.
Run that back at me.
Luther Burden III, who now is with the Bears.
Yes.
And Jameson Williams, who is at the Detroit Lions, both went to East St. Louis High School.
Dear God.
Yeah.
At the same time?
At the same time. Ben Johnson was talking about it in a press conference and goes, yeah, I talked to Jameson Williams, and he said he loved him at high school together. It's crazy.
You know who else loved it? That freaking quarterback.
That quarterback, that offensive coordinator? Yeah, everybody.
Somebody just said, my license plate is Red KGD.
Red Kingdom, baby!
Imagine what that stands for. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom, gotta be, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I hope it is.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen one before. It was like K-N-G-D-O-M, Kingdom.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Go Y'alls, that was another one. G-O-Y-A-L-S.
Yeah.
There's some good ones out there.
Some good ones, and then there's some bad ones.
Does East St. Louis and St. Louis fight like KCK and KC Mo?
Probably not.
Doubtful.
No one fights like they do.
No. I just... Because Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas both have, like, nice areas to them. East St. Louis doesn't have a lot of nice areas to it, and downtown St. Louis has its issues. Also, I don't know... I don't even know how big East St. Louis really is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
To be honest.
Also, holy smoke to the top texter, 214. I hit a plus 17,000 parlay this weekend. 2+ TDs for Dart and 2+ TDs for Josh Allen. Holy smokes, kid.
Five to make 892.
That's insane.
You
would not be seeing me come in today if I hit that this weekend.
I'm waiting on his other one. Somebody else
just said...
Oh, yeah,
I saw that four-leg one. Yeah, the five-leg for 10 for 2,100.
That included a Breshard Smith touchdown.
That's nuts. What else was on there? Please let us know.
I want to know what that was. I want to know what the other legs of that parlay was. That's absurd.
You would think it'd have to be kind of... another anytime touchdown because that is a lot of money to win for $10.
Absurd levels. I mean, $10 to win 2,100. So that was what, 21,000? So yeah. That was at plus 21,000.
Plus 21,000. Good Lord.
That's moving. 913.
You have the balls to put that down. Like, hey, I'm going to, that's almost like giving away $10 in a sense. And then you just get lucky. It comes back
to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I hit one a while back that was at like plus 2,100, like not even 21,000, plus 2,100. And I was like, there's just no way.
Go. Tesla, Ferguson, Javonte, and Harvey all for touchdowns.
Wow.
Oh, but he cashed out early before the Harvey touchdown.
Oh
no. Wait, is this the same guy? Are we sure?
That's tough, dude.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Wow. Dang.
Wait, did you just say that KCK has nice areas? Have you been to the Legends? Have you been anywhere on the Kansas side before?
Oh,
like,
wait,
our office is here in Shawnee Mission. Like, it's a pretty nice area.
Dude, I thought Harvey,
Lenexa's got some pretty nice areas.
I thought Harvey was the first touchdown. No. Javonte, or it was Breshard Smith was the first touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, then RJ Harvey.
It would have been 4,700 if I didn't cash out.
You want to talk about heartbreaker? You want to talk about typical, you know, bad beats?
Oh, yeah. I love bad beats.
A little Van Pelt
here.
I've
got a couple this week.
A little SVP. So I had a four-leg parlay back last week, literally. It was a college basketball parlay.
Okay.
So I had Kansas at minus 15.5.
Okay.
To cover against Davidson.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
KU won that game by 30.
Yep.
I had Wisconsin at minus 26.5 against Central Michigan. Badgers covered. I had North Carolina at minus 25.5 to cover against East Carolina. Right on the money. I had Arizona at minus 38.5 against Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune!
Minus 38.5, Arizona won by 37. That was a plus 1187 bet. That was $10 to win over, over $100.
Mm. That's tough.
And I missed it by 2 points.
You want to hear a really bad beat?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So this was a while ago. I did a little bit of a multi-sport. I had the over was 242.5 points for Memphis, the Grizzlies versus Jazz. That hit with ease. I had under 6.5 goals for Flyers and Blackhawks. They stayed under at 4 goals. I had the Phoenix Suns winning on the money line. Okay. I also had then the Golden State Warriors winning. They were up by 35 at halftime. They ended up losing by 15. They blew a 35-point lead. It was plus 950.
Oof.
I went to bed thinking it was over because Golden State was a home team. It was West Coast. I went to bed thinking it was a nice breeze. Going to wake up with some big cash in my pocket.
It's a done deal, right?
And I wake up and I go, wait, where's the money? And I look over and I'm like, oh my goodness, the Warriors blew it.
Yeah, that's tough, dude.
Yeah, not great. Bad beats are terrible. Also had one in college basketball that was terrible, and I've kind of stayed away from college basketball because of it. It was Indiana State, I believe, versus Drake. I could be wrong on the teams, but Indiana State, I had their under in total points combined, and it was going to hit, and then Indiana State hit a half-court buzzer beater to go to overtime, and they went to 4 overtimes. Yeah. 4. I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
A half court heave makes it, and then you just want to go to 4 overtimes? Thanks, guys. Just really sending
sports
over.
Sports betting as a whole, it can be really, really fun. It can be absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. It's heartbreaking.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, especially those parlays when like you're watching it go down and you're like, oh, the first 4 have hit. It's a 5-leg parlay. I got this one here. I had one. It was like first four legs of the parlay hit. Last leg of the parlay was a Jonathan Taylor anytime touchdown. And I'm
that feels easy.
That's the biggest layup there is.
Yeah. No touchdown.
Never happened.
Yeah. My buddy started betting it once Missouri got it legal.
Mm-hmm.
And he started sending me like these 10 leg parlays, and I'm like, dude, you got to cut them down. There's no way you're going
to. I'm sorry. Anything more than like five or six legs of a parlay is like.
I'm like, bro, you can't hit it 11 or 12.
Your chances are like less than 1% of 1% at this point.
Buy a lottery ticket at this point if you're trying to hit 11 legs.
Yeah, not going to happen, dog. All right. Stick around. We got the Chiefs Red Half Hour coming up next. Logan Weber, JT Noah filling in for the guys here this morning on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Does anybody else get the feeling of like having a root canal talking about the Chiefs right now? It feels about as fun as that is.
As long as I don't have to have the surgery, I'm okay. Those big needles going into my mouth, I hate the most.
Dog, one of my favorite stories, and people are like shocked by it. It's like earlier this year, I shouldn't say earlier this year, about a year ago, right before I made the move back up to Kansas City, I had my wisdom teeth removed. They didn't put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to sleep when they did mine.
Yeah.
No.
I'd always thought that that's what they did. Like, I mean, I guess the only time you see anything about wisdom teeth removal is like the, you know, parents in the car filming their kids when they're all loopy after they wake up from the
loopy
anesthesia and everything. No.
Oh, they still gave me the loopy stuff, but I was awake. And yeah.
Mm-mm.
They're like, do you want to do it while you're awake or do you want to wait till you, till we can put you to sleep? And they were like, it'll be about four more months away. And I was like, well, just do it now if you want to.
No,
like, okay.
They injected me with like lidocaine, like numbing, and then just went to town. They used that little grater thing and then the pliers and just yanked those teeth clean out of my face.
It was used those big shots to put some numbing in you. They missed the spot the first time and they started drilling and I go, hey, I can feel that. And they're like, oh, really? I was like, yeah.
816 in the text lane says, it feels more like a colonoscopy. That I cannot speak.
I don't know anything about it. Nope.
I have yet to have to endure that at some point. But Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. And maybe the biggest storyline surrounding this week and this Sunday's game. And it's one that I don't necessarily get a great deal. I mean, obviously, I don't get any enjoyment out of speculating on. But what are the chances that this is it for 87? What are the chances that this is the last time this Sunday against the Raiders will be the last time that we get to enjoy the presence of Travis Kelce in a Chiefs uniform on the football field playing for this team? Let's just put it like on a scale. I don't want to do like a 0 through 100. Let's do like a 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I would say 6.5. 6.5 is where I'm feeling. I don't understand, and maybe my mind's different. I don't understand why you would want to come back, because then I get that it was a bad season for you, but you still can go off into the sunset knowing that the last, 4 years you went to 3 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
And also, I feel like if he comes back next year, it puts a lot of pressure on Mahomes to be ready for week 1. And I don't want that pressure for Mahomes. I want him to be fully healthy, ready to go, and where we can rely on, say, maybe it's Gardner Minshew or maybe it's Jameis Winston at quarterback week 1 and week 2. I don't need to have Mahomes feel like there's pressure to get back, because this will be Kelce's last hoorah come next year. So I think it's 6.5. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, respect, love, obviously, Travis Kelce, but I think it is time for him to hang him up.
Yeah, I'm a little higher. I've got it more like a 7.5 or an 8.
Okay, so I was actually a little low then, I guess.
Of Trav hanging it up. I was probably a little closer to where you were prior to, and I mentioned this yesterday, the interview he did with Tony Gonzalez before the Thursday night game. Thursday, the Christmas Day game. Mm-hmm. Watching that interview really kind of opened things up a little bit more for me. You know, we've all kind of speculated over the years about what Trav is going to do when his career is done. And, you know, everybody's kind of collectively been like, oh yeah, well, like, you know, acting is where he's going to go. He did the little horror show thing on FX and the Happy Gilmore thing. He's been on SNL a couple of times, you know, that seems to be kind of where he's, you know, where he's been going with it. Of course, you know, him and Taylor are getting married this year, you know, all the stuff that comes with that. One of the things that really stood out to me from that interview that I had never heard him specifically speak on before was he mentioned a career in broadcasting while he was visiting with Tony. And I was like, really? Because I've had people ask me before, like, you know, do you think Trav will get into like broadcasting or get into coaching when his career is done? And I'm like, no, honestly, no, I don't think so. You know, we've heard the conversations about getting into acting and performing and those sorts of things, but I've never heard him talk about broadcasting before. So hearing him say that, it was sort of like, oh, wow. Okay. So the thought process is definitely happening more frequently than it was before. You know, Tony asked him, like, why do you keep coming back? You know, what makes you keep coming back to the game every year? And Trav flipped it on him and was like, well, why did you keep coming back for all those years? And Tony looked at him point blank. Because I was trying to win a Super Bowl. I wanted to win a Super Bowl. He's like, you've won 3 Super Bowls. Like, the thing that I kept coming back for, you've accomplished over and over again at this point. And that was another thing for me. It was like, oh, okay. So, you know, the motivations that other players have, you know, Trav doesn't maybe not necessarily have those motivations because he's accomplished those things, right? At a certain point, it's like, let's be honest with ourselves. What is left for this man to accomplish?
Right. What is there to be on the mountaintop? It's not like you haven't been to a Super Bowl. It's not like you've had the most receiving yards in a season. Like, what's there left? You've proved everything. Go out, retire. Enjoy retirement and be around the Chiefs still even in retirement. You don't have to be away from the Chiefs 24-7. You still right. could come around and be with the guys.
I mean, 13 years in the league, 11-time Pro Bowler. He's 3-time Super Bowl champion. He was on the all-2010s, the all-decade team. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, 4-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time second-team All-Pro in his career. And you look at, you know, the career receiving yards leaders and receiving touchdowns leaders and receptions lead. He is right there in nearly every possible. I mean, he's 23rd all-time in receiving yards among receivers or tight ends, for that matter. Looking at it, I believe you've got Tony Gonzalez, 6th all-time in receiving yards, ahead of him, and Jason Witten. So he's 3rd all-time among tight ends in receiving yards. He's not going to catch Tony, right? I mean, he's 2,000 yards behind Tony Gonzalez at this point.
There's just no way he's going to catch him.
No, he might pass Jason Witten this week. He's got 12,990. Witten's got 1,346. So he might be 2nd all-time among tight ends in receiving yards. In terms of receptions all-time, he's already 9th in league history. Jason Witten at 1,228. And Kelsey's got 1,077. So he's not going to catch Jason Witten. He's not going to catch Tony Gonzalez. Even if he comes back next year and plays again, there just doesn't seem to be anything left for him to accomplish. But again, maybe it's not about that, right? It's obvious to anybody who watches that he loves the game of football. And I'll be the first to say, if he wants to come back and play one more, love it. Please come back. I just don't necessarily see it as happening. 913-586-7965 is our number. What are the chances you think he comes back? 1 through 10. What are we thinking? Does he not come back? When does he come back? Right? Because I got some people in the text line who said, you know, hang it up and maybe come back if we were looking at the playoffs next year, or just go to the 49ers for your last year and try to get another Super Bowl. He's not going to play anywhere else. That I am of complete belief in. He's going to retire a Chief, whether that's this offseason or next or the year, whatever. Whenever he decides to hang it up. And I think there's a scenario where if the Chiefs say this offseason that they don't want to bring him back, that they're willing, that they're ready to move up, ready to move on, I should say, then the Chiefs are going to say, then Trav will be like, okay, then I'm done. He said it time and time again. I will not play for another coach besides Andy Reid. He is the only coach I will play for. He's the only coach he's ever played for. I'll take a mid-season, well-rested Travis Kelce next year after Aaron Rodgers is done filling in for Pat. Mahomes, 100% healthy and playing. I think I might need to wash my eyes out with soap if I ever saw Aaron Rodgers in a Chiefs uniform. I'm gonna need Will Smith to go full Men in Black and use that little whatever thing and make me quintessentially forget Aaron Rodgers in a Chiefs uniform. That is something I never want to see in my life.
I don't want to see Rodgers at all. Please, no. I would rather see Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston would be so fun in this.
Somebody just said, I'd say a 6 or a 7.
6-7!
Yeah, with the smiley face. You're a monster.
That is evil. We've had, what, 2 weeks off of substitute and we haven't had to hear it?
Unbelievable.
And my fiance, because she works in 7th grade, every time she hears it, she goes, please stop giving me these hints.
Yeah, it's shocking just how often that phrase is used that we just never really, like,
had it
paid attention
meme. Yeah,
to.
Right.
That now that it's a huge meme and you're talking to somebody and you're like, oh, well, you know, how many pairs of shoes, like how many pairs of tennis shoes do you have? And you're like, I don't know, like 6 or 7. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You're like,
so now you're like,
I didn't do it intentionally. Like yeah, it yeah. was, It's literally the answer.
So, like, now you're just like, you're about to go, yeah, I think I have like six, and you're like, more like five or six.
So can Will Smith just smack you instead? Dear God, what did I do?
Damn. Why is everyone after you today, Logan?
I don't know. I didn't say a word about his wife. What did I do? God. The guy thinks I'm Chris Rock all of a sudden.
Chris Rock is. Be a zebra.
Oh, I thought Will Smith and smacking you instead of Men in Black. Oh, no, that's not where I went. Somebody said, sorry, boys, I'll be better than that.
Thank you.
Oh, good Lord. Somebody said an 8.7 chances that, that he retires versus comes back. That's a good one.
Keep my tight end's name out of your mouth.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, my question to you, Logan, though.
Yeah.
If it does happen, Kelce retires, would you like to see them draft a high tight end or sign a tight end?
Draft one, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't want to say, I'm not saying you take like Sadiq in the top 10 necessarily, but like, I mean, like the kid from Ohio State, the Claire or whatever that guy, you know, he's a pretty decent tight end prospect. I think he would fit the scheme okay. I'm curious what Eli Stower's draft stock is going to look like. Because like I did a mock draft yesterday and he was still there in the fourth round. Something tells me Eli Stowers is not going to be available in the fourth round of this year's NFL draft.
Yeah, he could play wide receiver or tight end, whether you where you want to put him.
Yeah, and which, again, I think works really well in what the Chiefs want to do, because Trav will line up with his hand in the dirt in a three-point stance, or he'll line up in the slot or in inline, you know, whatever it is. I think that that works pretty well. I don't know. I would rather see... Again, going back to the conversation we were just having, even if Trav retires, I'd still rather them take a defensive lineman,
an interior guy, or an edge rusher. Totally.
Rather than a tight end. Somebody in the text line at 816 says, 9 to retire unless Taylor wants to see him play another season. Yeah, and who knows what that looks like. Somebody was asking me about the playoff stats for Travis Kelce, like records that he could potentially set there. He's 170-ish yards behind Jerry Rice as the all-time leading receiver in playoff history, yards-wise. In terms of receptions in the postseason, of course, that doesn't want to work correctly at all. Yeah, he's got 2,078 receiving yards in the playoffs. You're looking at 2,245 for Jerry Rice. Receptions, why do I feel like Trav already passed him?
I thought he did. They had the score book show it and everything.
Yes, he's had 178 career catches in the postseason. Jerry Rice has 151.
And the thing is... I mean, it's no guarantee he gets back to the playoffs, even if he comes back next year.
You want to make an argument for him being the greatest tight end of all time? Career playoff receptions. Trav, 178. Second, Jerry Rice with 151.
He ain't a tight end.
Third, Julian Edelman with 118. Gronk is fourth with 98. There are three players in the history of football to have 100 or more catches in the postseason. Trav's closer to 200 than he is to 150, which is where Jerry Rice is sitting.
That's crazy.
Tyreek Hill's fifth all-time with 96. That's insanity, dude. That's absolutely absurd.
Almost as many kids as he has.
Ooh. Hey, man. He's just trying to give Antonio Cromartie a run for his money, you know what I'm saying?
Philip Rivers for a run for his money?
Yeah, good Lord. And Travis, second all-time in career postseason receiving touchdowns with 20. Jerry's got 22. Gronk's third with 15. The greatest tight end of all time. Can you imagine the excitement level of him coming back for a playoff run after being retired? It would go crazy. Absolutely go crazy. Trade for Brock Bowers. Never going to happen.
No,
the Raiders aren't letting that dude go.
You just steal him. You just, where'd Brock go? Oh, no, he's in the red and gold now.
Yeah, no way the Raiders are going to let him walk far too talented a player.
Well, they might let him walk, but it won't be this year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, with all the injury stuff, I guess they could possibly do that. All right. Next subject we've got here really quickly for our Chiefs Red Half Hour, brought to you by All Weather Decks. We talked about this yesterday. It looks increasingly likely that the Chiefs and Matt Nagy are going to mutually part ways, right? His contract expires at the end of the year. If they were going to have him stick around, I am of the opinion an extension would have already been in place after you won two Super Bowls and then went to a third. It seems like the Chiefs are ready to move on, or maybe that was always the plan, was for him to come back for a few more years and then try to find an opportunity elsewhere, maybe a head coaching gig, what have you. And same for Matt Nagy, right? So if that happens, good, bad, or otherwise, the Chiefs are going to need a new offensive coordinator. Are there any other coaches on the staff that you think should or will look for opportunities elsewhere after this season ends? Whether it be a position coach or a coordinator, are there coaches on this Chiefs staff that they should consider replacing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, the only one that, like, is this me saying that they leave on their own intent or the Chiefs let them go?
Either or.
Because if so, then I'm saying Dave Tobe. Dave Tobe will be looking for a new job, I think, at the end of this year. Because I think the Chiefs should let him go.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I'm with you. There's two names that came to mind for me.
Okay.
Number one was, of course, Dave Tobe. You know, long been considered one of, if not the best,
special teams coordinator in football. He hasn't adjusted.
It's just not working anymore. There's far too many mistakes, whether that be holding penalties, blocks in the backs on punt and kick returns, whether that be free kicks out of bounds on kickoffs,
catching the ball inside
missed
the five?
Field goals,
oh my God,
punt return woes, lack of a punt return game in general. Nobody's fearful of the Chiefs punt return game at all.
Absolutely not.
It just seems like it's time for a change in that situation. The other name that came to mind was Todd Pinkston, running backs coach for the Chiefs.
That's not even a running back.
Correct. He's a former wide receiver, played for the Eagles. There's something, you know, like the Chiefs wide receivers coach is a former running back and their running back's a former wide receiver. Like,
what happened there? Did we get mixed up?
I'm not sure how that worked out.
You see Connor Embry on the text line.
Yeah.
Which is the wide receiver coach.
Correct.
Maybe you talked about this yesterday. Who do you want to replace Nagy if you had to?
That's the hard part right now, is that there's the names that come to mind. The one that I see as the most viable is probably Cliff Kingsbury.
That's who I like.
With the Commanders.
Because he, guess what? He worked with.
I know, but that's a bit of a fear that I have.
Oh, really?
Of bringing, because I feel like there's somewhat of an echo chamber happening inside that facility right now, inside those coaches' offices, of a bunch of guys who know each other. They know, you know, it just seems right. Like a lot of the same ideas.
That's one of my buddy's problems. Is he's like, there's a lot of just yes sir, no, like
yeah,
we're
yes
not
man
argue
happening
it.
A
yeah,
little bit,
yeah.
Right? And I don't think Cliff Kingsbury would necessarily be that way with Andy, but maybe with Pat, you know, of
letting Pat do whatever he wants and it could turn into a turnover machine.
I just don't know. I'm a little bit fearful of that, but I'm less fearful of that with Kingsbury than I would be with Bieniemy. Because I feel like Bieniemy, yeah, he holds players accountable, but what's to say he's not just going to be a yes man like Nagy was, you know?
Because he learned from it and it didn't work out, so now I've got to be softer.
He's been in this system, you know, he's been a part of this organization, and that echo chamber, that exchange of ideas won't continue. You know, the guy I'd love to see is never going to happen because I think he's saving his own job and has done so over the last 2 months, Mike McDaniel, with the Dolphins, but I think he saved himself. I think he gave himself another year. With the way that this Miami Dolphins team has played over the last couple of months, you know, they were a dumpster fire. They were what? 2-6? 2-5? Something like that. Somebody says Nathan Shielhaus. He is the passing game coordinator for the Rams. So a McVay guy. Former Rockhurst and Illinois quarterback.
Of course, we got a Kansas City.
Kingsbury's offenses sputter out after a year or two outside of his tenure at Texas Tech. Well, it's hard to say that his offense in Washington sputtered this year with all the injuries to Jaden Daniels and that wide receiver core. You know, Terry McLaurin missed a lot of time. Gruden or Chase Daniel? No.
You know who I would actually really be enticed to see as an offensive coordinator? He has not had offensive coordinator jobs, but there's been a lot of praise for him up in Minnesota. Josh McCown.
Okay.
He's a quarterback coach right now for him. I mean, look what he did with Sam Darnold last year. I get J.J. McCarthy hasn't done much, but also he's been injured a lot. I think Josh McCown would be a very interesting offensive coordinator. Maybe somebody that you wouldn't think of. Obviously, maybe he would be the yes man kind of thing because it's his first big opportunity, but I want something that Andy Reid doesn't have. Like, I want somebody outside of his tree where maybe he has to spread his wings and figure out something new with this offense.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it has to be somebody who does not have a massive prior relationship with Andy Reid. Somebody that can bring in new ideas. But it also has to be somebody that Andy Reid respects enough to listen to, and for there to be some level of debate and disagreement that can allow for new ideas to make their way into the system and flourish a little bit. 913-586-7965 is our number. We may revisit that conversation a little bit later on in our show, but next we've got What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Logan Weber filling in for the guys alongside JT Noah, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your work. work out, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.